The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
You think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713.
I know you so well.
Hour number two, 713-780-3776. You want to go ahead and take this? You can.
We've been working together a long time. I've got your patterns down.
Well, it's consistent. It's about consistency.
I know.
About reminding people at the top of the hour, at the top of the show, you know, because you never know.
It's only been 1 hour?
In. Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Want to cancel the rest of the show?
Let's do it. John, we'll do 30 more minutes today. I wish we could do that.
713.
Like some days I could sit here and talk for 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Some days I just want to, okay.
Yeah.
I'm out of gas. Let's go home.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. We got a lot
That's
of
what we should
stuff
do in our next contracts. And like, because we do 15 hours a week. Let's negotiate and do 15 hours a week. But, you know, it could be 5 one day. Could be 1 day. Or we could just do 3 5-hour shows and take Thursday and Friday off.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. That's the move, I think.
All right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. We have a new person on the sex abuse list. Scott Baio.
Really? Oh, that's so great.
Nicole Eggert. Days after his fierce denial, Nicole Eggert has detailed her sexual abuse allegations against Scott Baio in a TV interview.
Oh, God. Please give me the details.
During a Tuesday appearance on Megyn Kelly Today,
Eggert, by the way, there's not many guys that I would rather see get busted for some sort of abuse scandal than Scott Baio.
Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
She alleges her Charles in Charge co-star molested her beginning at age 14.
How old is he? Was he at the time?
Well, he's 57 now, and she's 46.
So he was 25.
And she was 14.
Oh, no.
That ain't good.
No, no.
She said, we started filming the show in September of 86 when I was 14. He immediately took to me and befriended me and earned my trust. Then he started expressing his love for me and talking about marriage in the future.
While she was 14?
Yep. Before my 15th birthday, we were at his house, in his car, in his garage, and he reached over and he penetrated me with his finger.
Oh, no.
And that is when the sexual touching and abuse started.
Chachi.
Wow. He has denied her claims, calling them 100% lies. And he said the actor claimed the two had sex after Charles in Charge was off the air when she would have been 18. And she alleged she was the one who seduced him.
Oh, so he said that they did this stuff did happen, but
yeah.
It wasn't when she was a kid.
It was when she was 18.
Hmm.
She says the alleged sexual abuse happened quite often at Baio's house from when she was 14 to 16, more than 10 times and about once a week.
Did they do it?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, well, that's pretty impressive for Scott Baio.
Yeah.
Nicole Eggert used to be pretty hot. I don't know what she looks like
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But
eh, not so much. I don't think she's aged well.
Yeah.
But there's yet another one.
Dude. Well, I mean, how's he going to get work now? Oh, wait. Oh, well. Sorry. I feel so bad for Nicole Eggert, but I don't feel very bad for Scott Baio.
Mm. You're not a fan of his, huh?
No, I don't like him. I don't like that guy. You like him?
Not really. I don't know him. I don't. He's been out of the public eye for so long. I don't care. He's not one of those guys that, Scott Baio's going to make an appearance in Expendables 4.
Right.
I think I'll pass.
What's the last time Scott Baio did anything?
I don't know.
He did a TV series called See Dad Run. It ran for 2 years or two seasons.
When was that?
2012 to 14.
Man.
That sounds absolutely hideous.
He did a TV movie, which he voiced for, called A Fairly Odd Summer in 2014, which is in...
Was that like based on the Fairly Odd Parents?
I have no idea.
A fairy or fairly?
Fairly.
Oh, okay. Oh,
he did a TV series called Sam and Cat in 2014. And then before that, he did reoccurring appearances on Arrested Development.
And before that, he did Nicole Eggert. So there you go.
Yeah.
Before that, actually, before that, he did a short film called Wrong Hole.
Oh.
And just before that, he did Cursed.
Okay.
And before that, he did Dumb Luck.
And before that, he did Touched by an Angel.
I've at least heard of that.
Oh,
I never saw it,
boy.
But I've at least heard of that.
And then before that, he did Very Mean Men.
Never heard of it.
He did The Nanny.
Now he's doing, and then he did The Fall Guy.
Oh.
This is all coming together for him.
Yeah.
Can't Hurry Love.
Yeah.
You just have to wait until she's 18.
He did the Who's Watching the Kids? Uh-oh, it's Scott Baio.
Mixed Blessings.
Fantasy Island. Oh, yeah, Scott Baio, his career is, you can be summed up by his IMDb. Wrong Hole and Finish Line, back to back.
Yeah, it makes it kind of easy to believe these allegations,
yeah.
I have to say.
Scott Baio.
Oh, man. Well, I have a story for each of you. One that will make AJ happy and fired up for the rest of the show. And then I have one that John will be very interested in. Who wants to be happy first?
I'll be happy first.
All
I'm
right.
Very selfish.
This is one that is going to... You're going to want to excuse yourself for a few minutes.
Okay.
Apparently, Andrew Luck is about to start throwing again.
That's not surprising. I've been expecting this.
And he's gone to L.A. to work with Tom House.
Okay.
To get it going together again. But apparently that's a good indication that he's not going to have another surgery. Although, you never know. Once he starts throwing again, it may be the same thing that happened during the season. But I know your man love for Andrew Luck. You have to be excited now.
That is exciting.
So there. You in a better mood now?
I'm in a better mood.
So I got something you were interested in?
I'm in a better... after finding out that Scott Baio is probably going to jail, yeah, I'm in pretty good spirits.
Hmm. Apparently, somebody says he's going on ABC in like an hour. Well, unfortunately, I can't.
Oh, we have to see this.
We'll be a little busy. All right. And I have one for you, John. Apparently, the reviews for Black Panther.
Yeah.
Have you seen?
Yes, I have.
It's, quote, astonishing, iconic, and will save blockbusters.
Yeah, I'm hearing very, very good things about Black Panther. I'm excited.
Did you talk about this on your...
No, because I think the reviews came out, I want to say, early this morning, late last night, something like that. The embargo was up.
When does the movie come out?
In a few weeks. I think February 16th.
They should get that thing out already. The hype is up. Now, put it out now.
Yeah, February 16th.
Okay. That's my Valentine's Day movie.
Yeah?
No.
Well, I'm glad to see something. That's for John because he's excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, Marvel, it's really hard to miss on any of their movies. They haven't had a real miss in a very long time.
H5O has a good suggestion. We should just find sleazy actors and read their IMDb filmographies.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That one was perfect. I don't know if we can top that. Who's a good one that we could try that with?
Who's been recently accused?
Who's some of our top five freakazoids?
I'm gonna look through Harvey Weinstein's IMDb.
Well, he is.
Yeah, he's not an actor, but I just want to look.
Well, I bet there's some appropriate ones in there.
I'm sure, at least a couple.
Yeah.
No, not really. No,
didn't work.
Nah.
Yeah, I think it only works. We just got lucky.
Yeah. I think if we were to go through and find 10 other abusers, we'd have a hard time topping that. So that one was just perfect. 713-780-ESPN. Ooh, Kevin Spacey. I bet he's got some.
I bet he's got a couple.
Yeah, we'll take a, I'll take a look
it
at that.
It does have American Beauty.
Yeah, well, that was a creepy movie to begin
it
with.
It was creepy. But he was banging a young girl in that movie. It's different.
Yeah, well, he was trying to.
Right.
I don't think he actually
She did. Was trying to, wasn't she?
She was interested, but it was... I haven't seen that movie in years.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time.
I recall it was like this weird, creepy vibe, and he was into her, and then he wound up dead.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. All right, guys. Spoiler alert. Shopping for electricity rates sucks. It's horrible. But Tri-Eagle, they're trying to make it easier for you. They are a born and raised in Texas company, just like me and Fred, born and raised in Texas. And they provide simple, just like Fred, fixed rates. You're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. It's an easy, fast sign-up process. No gimmicks, no surprises on your bill. You're even going to receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. Sign up for the Basic Eagle 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision you can feel good about. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com, TRIEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064, or you can give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. That's TRIEagle Energy.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I'm being accused of inappropriately touching her, Nicole Leggett, when she was a minor, and having sex with her when she was a minor. That's what I'm being accused of. My reputation is being damaged. My family is being put through this. And I'm done. Now, we told them to go to the police. They chose not to. They chose to go to social media with these claims. If you have a real claim, you go to the real people, not social media, where people like me get beat up. In almost all he said, she said cases, it's just he said, she said. Now go prove it or disprove it. Okay? No more he said, she said. And the real problem with this is that people with legitimate claims aren't taken seriously. And that's too bad.
Well, first off, did you hear a denial in there?
Yeah, he said he was going to go on and give proof that this is false. I didn't hear any proof.
Well, he had a bunch of papers in his hand, which you heard the ruffling.
Right, but that was filled with proof?
I guess.
But that's his evidence?
But I didn't hear anything from him that said, this is total BS. I didn't do it. Yeah, just it's a he said, she said. I don't know if I believe either one of them, but yeah, Kevin Spacey, 2017, baby driver.
Which, by the way, I heard it was pretty good.
But it was pretty good.
Yeah. Was it?
But yeah. I don't think that Kevin Spacey was, I don't think he banged anyone underage.
The organ grinder's monkey.
Now that's that, that fits.
Let's see. There's a couple others here. Machine Child sort of works. I think that was about it. He didn't have a lot of, here's one for you. Ordinary Decent Criminal.
Okay.
He was in some good stuff, man. That stretch with, well, The Usual Suspects was my favorite movie of his. But did you ever see Swimming with Sharks?
No.
Buddy Ackerman? That was a good movie. Definitely worth, well, I'd say it's worth checking out, but you never know. 713-780-ESPN. Oh, he was also in a movie called Fall from Grace.
That's fitting.
See no evil, hear no evil, unless the kid's 14. Yeah. Okay. I don't think this game works with too many people. I think it just happened to work with Scott Baio. So, yeah, I always wonder, about stuff like that, but he didn't really. I would have liked to have had him come out and say, this is totally false. It's a lie. I don't know why she's making this up. But.
You going to watch the State of the Union tonight?
No. I actually. Tonight we're going out to a nice dinner at Nancy's Hustle.
Okay.
I have no interest in it.
I kind of feel like I need to watch it. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
I feel like if you go to like Deadspin or anything, any of those sites afterwards, they're going to have it.
I'll have the highlights.
All the good stuff cut up.
I'm more interested in the Twitter reaction than I am the actual thing.
Oh, the Twitter reaction is going to be out of control. Did you, at first I thought this was like on The Onion or something, but then it's like on a few real websites. The Washington Post is one of them, which I know Trump says is fake news, but there are several other fake news sites are posting it as well. Trump has offered those willing to pay at least $35 the opportunity to see their name displayed during a live streaming of the address on the website. So he's going to stream the State of the Union, and if you want to make a campaign donation to his next presidential run, you can get your name on the broadcast.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
Is it that crazy that that's even happening?
Can you imagine like the stupid stuff people are going to submit their name as?
That's what I was thinking.
Some fake name?
Yeah.
Dustin said that he went on for 16 minutes and he denied it. And then he showed everything. So he says once he's done showing everything, it doesn't look too good for my...
Well, what did he show?
I don't know. He had papers, but I guess the video I got was from a...
What, are you going to show like a picture of them banging when they're 18 and say, look, she's got an 18 on her hip?
I don't know. Maybe text messages? I don't know.
I mean, not from 1980.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, maybe recently. I don't know.
Oh, well. Thing is, if he did that, somebody else will pop up here. You watch.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I think there's going to be some good filthy names on that.
Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I never watched State of the Union when Obama did it. I don't know the last time I've actually watched it. It just doesn't interest me.
Yeah. But it'd be like Harry Sachs.
What was the name of the porn star? We should chip in some money and put something from her on there.
Hugh Jorgen. That's a good one. Justin Hermouth. Max E-Pad, I'm sure, will make an appearance. Kneel down. Philip Mepanis might be on the list.
Can't wait.
That's what you're going to be just watching the crawl.
Sawyer Crack will be on the, his name will be on there. Stacy Recht will be, she'll be making an appearance. Drew P. Balls will be on the thing.
Munch on my coochie.
Yes. Willie B. Hardigan. He's going to make an appearance tonight. Willie Fisterbottom. I don't know how long, much longer I can do this.
I'm
running out of steam.
I'm just
on
getting
that
out of the way until you're done.
Yeah. Tara Hyman.
Cunning linguist.
Yeah.
That'll probably appear.
Yeah. Rod Gozinha.
Sounds painful, actually.
Yeah.
I don't really want to.
I think I'm done.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's all I got. Oh, Peter Beater. He'll make an appearance. Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. So are
Oh, my favorite one. Mike.
Yeah.
Oxhard.
Okay, that's not where I thought you were going, but okay.
I thought you were going with punts.
No. Yeah. That's inappropriate.
Or Mike.
Really? Really? Because you've done all the appropriate ones.
Or Mike Roach.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. That's old school. That's Bart Simpson.
Yeah, yeah. Seymour Butts.
Yeah.
That territory. Amanda Hug and Kiss.
That's a good one. I think Hugh Janus is my favorite one.
I'm a wiener.
Yeah, that's a good one too. And her husband, Harry Wiener. Harry, the name Harry, you can use a lot of things with.
Yeah, this is a bad idea for Trump.
I'm with you.
There's almost an entire alphabet of stuff you can do with Harry.
Oh, yeah. You can, Harry and Dick, you can use multiple.
Yeah.
You know, it's too easy. Those jokes are too easy.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Yeah, now the text line's just dominated with all those. So
Anita is another easy one. Anita this, Anita that. Yeah.
All right. You got any more?
I think that's it. I think that's it.
You've said that three times.
I got nothing
else. You've come up with 10 more every time after those three. All right.
Barry McDicken?
There's a lot of berries you can use, too.
Yeah. I think so. That's another one.
All right. God. Where the hell did this come from? You're just trying to have a nice, fun little show on a Tuesday.
That's true.
But, hey, it's a lot more fun than let's talk about the Super Bowl interviews last night, AJ.
No, I don't want to do that.
No, let's talk for the Rocket about the Rockets for an hour again.
Lou Stools.
Oh, Dustin, these nuts are going to make an appearance, I bet. That's probably going to be the most popular one.
I think you have to be, like, that's going to be too easy. Like, they're going to
filter it out.
They're going to filter.
Garth Brooks. Well done, Texter. Oh. Quick break. We'll have Jerome Solomon next. Maybe he'll steer us back on path. What do you think?
No, probably not.
No.
It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On your knees, dog. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. And yes, we know that was childish, but so what? We do that every now and then.
Yeah.
It's fun for us. Rico said, I've never realized how absurdly immature I am until AJ just went on that name rant just now. I'm in tears. Holy bleep. Well, that's why we have Jerome.
You're just as childish as the rest of us.
But that's why we have Jerome Solomon to kind of lift it out of the gutter and out of the immature stuff into really important sports stuff. Right, Jerome?
Damn. I got to go right get to the podcast person this one put up there. If I'm going to be the adult in the room, that must have really been an entertaining segment.
I thought it was entertaining, so, but what do I know? Hey, you guys look good on TV the other night.
It's a weird thing, and I know you know me well enough to know I'm not trying to flatter him, but AJ looks good on TV, you know? He looks huge. He's not nearly as big as he comes across on TV, or at least, I don't think he's a big dude, but he looks like a big beast on television. It's hilarious.
It's very strange because I do, like, when I'm standing there, I don't feel as gigantic, but then when I'm on the TV, I look like a monster, like a hideous monster. And
But I don't think hideous. I think you actually look cool. You look like a badass on TV, which is pretty good, but you look much bigger than you actually are.
Yeah, it's just absurd. And one of the things I noticed, and I'm surprised that you allow this to happen. They put Lauren, they let her stand on a box. And
she's tiny.
Yeah, she is tiny, but I mean,
she sure looked as tall as you.
That's what I'm saying. They basically made her the same height as you. Which, like, if I were you, I'd be like, "Hey, I'd like to at least look a little bit taller than her here." But by putting her on that box, they make you seem smaller.
You think it's my show? They hook a brother up.
But exactly.
The week before, I had the three high school girls who are McDonald's All-Americans from town, and they are 6'2", 6'3", and 6'5". They didn't put me on a box. So I looked like a midget with them, and they were laughing at me, making fun of me. It was hilarious, but I looked like I'm a little bitty tiny guy here. I can't even go into the post against these girls. You know, they're special players or whatever, but I really looked bad. And I'm like, wait a minute, we have a box? So, you know, that's how they do it, brother. It's a black thing.
I must be it.
Well, you're the star of the show. It's time for you to go full diva on him and start saying you want a certain kind of chocolate before the show. You want your own box when there's tall people there. You want short girls standing without a box. You're the star. You can do all this.
I want my water at a certain temperature. Otherwise, I'm not drinking it. You know?
Not only do you not drink it, but you like spill it on the table and throw it.
I spit it out at people.
Yes.
This water 2 degrees off.
Now, after we did that segment, like the people, like it was Brian T. Smith and
Aaron Wilson.
Aaron Wilson.
Yeah,
they were
boring. You guys were good, but they were boring.
You guys didn't talk about how good I was while they were still there, did you? You waited until they left. Because I know, like your post show production meeting. I mean, the whole story must have been, oh, AJ was so great. How do we get rid of these other two jokers for good?
No, it's kind of one of those things where they're like, hey, you know, these two work for the Chronicle. Why would you bring in some outsider to show up the whole?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah, it's kind of, and I have to play it off. I'm like, ha ha, you know, I brought him on. I thought he was going to embarrass himself, but you know, he was out. He's adequate. And you were great, though.
Thank you.
When I had you on with Sean Salisbury, I'm not even messing around if you wouldn't watch it. You and Sean together, that was really good. It was like, wow, these guys, y'all are pros. Y'all know what you're talking about.
Well, that's like another one. Like when you were on the show with me and Sean, and they put you in the middle of us, and it makes you look like you're 3 foot tall.
Yeah, no, it was a reverse Oreo with no chocolate.
Yeah, there was not nearly enough chocolate.
But, you know, but we were got clothes on.
Yeah.
God, I can't believe I said that. That was bad.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for
that,
no, too late. Thanks, and thanks for raising the bar back on the show. That's what we brought you on here to straighten this thing out, and this is where you go. You go to some weird sex act on TV.
Oh, sex? We were talking about sex. And your disgusting mind turned everything innocent into something scandalous.
Yeah, that's all me. That's all me. You're right.
This is how exciting the Super Bowl is this week, that, you know, we go 3-4 minutes and nobody cares. Nobody cares.
You know what's going to happen. We all know what's going to happen. It's going to be Philadelphia's going to be leading like 20-17, and Brady's going to get the ball with 2 minutes left and march down the field and throw a ball that should be intercepted, but it'll get dropped. And then on the next play on 4th and 11, he'll throw a touchdown pass on the last play, and the Patriots will win.
I disagree, Fred. It might be 2 minutes and 30 seconds left.
I don't see how you can say that. I don't know how you can come up with that.
2 minutes, 2:30, maybe 2:28. It's gonna take a few. It really. I mean, I didn't have the kind of respect for the Patriots that you should have had after they'd won a couple of Super Bowls, and I got there when they were just winning their third one. But spending a couple of years there, I was like, man, these jokers are serious. They don't mess around. And I've come back, and ever since then, in anything I predicted Patriots to win the Super Bowl every year, and I'll just ride with it.
And I mean, so you've been wrong twice. Big deal.
Yeah, I was going to say, literally, no, I'll be as right as I've been. It got nothing to do with me. But it's not boring for me, because I'm like, I appreciate it, I value it, I admire it, but I, the average fan, I'm like, I'd be so tired of this. It's just, it has to be irritating to, like you said, we already say what's going to happen in the game. We don't know what's going to happen, but when it does happen, we'll go, yeah, told you. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, how different is this really from the Yankees of the 90s, early 2000s, that eventually everybody was like, oh, God, this again? And, I mean, it's sort of becoming that way with the Patriots, isn't it?
No, but the difference to me, though, is the Yankees, and I haven't even thought about it until you brought it up, so I never made this comparison, so I'm going off the top of my head. But the Yankees had superstars. The Yankees had the best of the best. They had the Clemens and they had Jeter, et cetera, et cetera. For the average football fan, they can name Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Bill Belichick. That's it.
Yeah.
It's a 53-man roster, and the average football fan can only name two people that wear a uniform on the entire team. That's crazy. The average football fan who is too young to remember the 49ers can name two players from the great 49ers of the 80s. They can all name Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. They can name three or four Dallas Cowboys from the 90s, two or three Dallas Cowboys from the 70s. But the Patriots, it's not a two-man team. It's not a three-man team, but they're not even exciting. They just win. It's ridiculous.
What do you think? How do you think that guys like Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels getting his second time around, how you think they will do as coaches? I think obviously McDaniels rebuilt his reputation after the Denver thing, but how do you see things going for them?
Yeah, I like McDaniels, and I thought he just played his hand horribly in Denver and didn't do it well and was not a people person. And I don't know if he's learned how to be a better people person. But I think he's a hell of a coach. So if he's learned how to be a people person, he'd be really good. Matt Patricia, I don't know at all. I know players who played for him and talked about it, and they like him. He's really smart. He's really sharp. But, you know, really smart, really sharp guys become head coaches. And, guys that we described as really smart, really sharp guys become head coaches, and they're Bill O'Brien. We don't know what he's going to do until he does it, but I expect Josh McDaniel will do well. Right? And it is fascinating that all of a sudden here we are, going into the next season, and the entire AFC South is run by Patriots light, with guys who are products of the Bill Belichick Patriots system, and yet. We all know products of that Patriot system haven't gone on to do particularly well. Hell, Romeo Crennel is the most successful head coach from that system that we've seen. It's going to be interesting to see if any of them will turn into something special.
I got to ask you about, obviously the games that the Patriots have won, I think their five Super Bowl wins are by a total of 19 points or 20 points, something like that. They don't win in blowout fashion. In fact, last year, the big comeback game, it was overtime. That six-point win was the biggest win they've had in their Super Bowl wins. All the rest have been 3 or 4 points. Does that make you feel like that five number on the Eagles is playable?
It would, except Nick Foles is the quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, all of those other teams that they played had a quarterback and or a system that was proven, that had been around, that could win games. And I give full-on credit for them having won it to a whole lot of luck and a whole lot of Bill Belichick. You know, a little Spygate, a little stealing some signals and stuff.
We don't even talk about that.
I do think that's overrated, but it's a factor. but Nick Foles, though, I mean, like, am I really expecting Nick Foles to do better against Belichick than all the other great quarterbacks who played against him along the way? And Foles, you can't dog him for what he's done in the playoffs. He's been really, really good. But is he the guy who's been really, really good, or is he the guy who was horrible the last couple of games of the regular season, the guy who wasn't a starter in the league and nobody wanted to be before this season began? I'm much more expecting him to come back to earth. So this might be the time that the Patriots can pull away to win a Super Bowl for the first time. But if I were a betting man, I wouldn't bet on this because I have no idea. I just don't.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon, and joins us every Tuesday. Great stuff as always, my friend. We will do it again next week, and we'll talk about who was closer, 2 minutes or 2 minutes and 36 seconds.
What's the over-under on the start of the Patriots game-winning draft? Is it about 228?
I think that might leave too much time for Nick Foles. I think...
That's where you blew it. You said Nichols.
I think I'm going to go 149 is when they finish it. They're going to make it extra tight.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, what was the? They only. I don't know what the exact number was, but the win over the Rams when Brady wasn't the Tom Brady that we see now. They took over the ball with a minute and 24 or something left. They only need a field goal, but no, you just don't bet against the Patriots. You just don't. If you're wrong, you're wrong. But you're stupid if you're betting on the others. And I know you guys follow the numbers. The last one I saw from Bovada and others that more than 60% of the public money was on the Eagles right now.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
I mean, I think people think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that.
let me ask you one more before we let you go. Do you agree this Patriots team might be the weakest Super Bowl Patriots team that we've seen in the Tom Brady era?
Yes. I don't think there's any question about that. But you know what else? The team they're playing is the weakest team they've played.
I tend to agree with that part.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with the Patriots or the Eagles, but if you we mentioned it a little bit coming and going, but you bring it up 2 months ago, I'm like, this NFL season, there are no great teams. It's just that kind of a year. So as it played out, no team turned into a great team. The Patriots just kept on winning, even though they weren't great. The Eagles got there. We know they're not great. And so, no, this would be the worst Patriots team to win it. But they're not playing a team that's any better than any of the teams that they beat along the way. They beat the Rams that had the best offense, one of the best offenses we've ever seen. The other Eagles in 04 was way better than this. The Panthers was, a stronger team.
Both Giants teams, the Seahawks.
And they're trying to build it up like this Eagles defense is so awesome. I just don't see it. And maybe I'm just haven't given the Eagles their due, but I don't think the Eagles are that good. But I don't think the Patriots are either, so who knows?
Yeah.
All right, Jerome, thanks for your time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen. Take care. Have a good one.
All right, now we got to talk to your buddy Aubrey.
Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. What's going on, my man? The line is frozen. What does that mean? Does that mean you want me to do it without Aubrey? All right. Well, fine. I'll tell you about Dirt Free myself. I'd love to have Aubrey here, but I'll survive. It's the time to save big on cleaning your carpet, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery with Dirt Free Carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase. That means you pay for one room, they're going to clean the second one absolutely free. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. You can go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They use powerful engines that create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap, without unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing it the right way for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and you'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And make sure you check out Sports Map. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Tomorrow will be Lance Erline Day, among others.
That's a good day.
Yeah, so make sure you check it out. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, you know how sometimes you're driving around and it'll have that adopt a highway, and it'll say this highway adopted by so-and-so.
Yeah, like the Boys Club or
the
Boy Scouts of America
the
or
VFW.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had never seen this one before, but apparently an Arizona highway was adopted, and there's an adopt a highway sign. It was adopted by the Satanic Temple of Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's the highway look, though?
It's the highway to hell, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. But they kept it clean.
That's the important thing.
Yeah. And they adopted a stretch of I-10 near Casa Grande and sent volunteers armed with, of course, pitchforks to pick up trash on the highway. America Curl, a member of the group, said that she asked the State Department of Transportation if they could do the cleanup. Imagine that America Curl sounds like, I just want to clean up a highway. I just want to pick up some trash. Please give me a highway to clean up. And they said, fine. So after filling out the form and paying a fee, they now have a sign that says the Satanic Temple of Arizona.
People have this perception that one side does the good stuff and the other side does all the bad stuff.
There's good and bad on both sides.
They are.
What we're really showing here is that Satanism is a legitimate religion, even though it's non-theistic. We're showing that people do have a sense of community and want to get involved.
Apparently they don't believe in the devil. They just don't believe in a god. But why would you call yourself Satanist? Wouldn't that just be kind of... Isn't that atheism?
Yeah.
And I'm not good at theisms, but it kind of strikes me as that's what it would be. They even posted pictures of their cleanup efforts on their website. So now you know there's a stretch of I-10 that is officially the highway to hell. And we're going down. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
But if you work hard at a good job, you won't go to hell. And
that's true.
And I wonder where you would get a good job.
At my computer career. Of course. It's where everyone goes. Including Robin, who worked at a place that didn't invent chicken, but they invented the chicken sandwich. You know where I'm talking? Now she's 7 months, or he's 7 months into his IT career. If you hate what you do, don't be a chicken. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just two nights a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. Daytime classes are available, too. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.